2022, the Roma Olympic Equestrian Park came under new local ownership. I had the pleasure of chatting with Derek Head, a Roma resident and one of the new partners that has taken ownership of the site. He highlights some of the upcoming projects for the park and some plans that he and his partner have in the works to make a site that locals and visitors can both enjoy and discover a little bit more about the equestrian world. Derek, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for being here with me today and for speaking with me about the Roma Olympic Equestrian Park. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to start off, Derek, by asking you, from my understanding, the park has come under local ownership. And I just wanted to start off by asking you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, why you decided to invest in the park, and the importance behind keeping it operated under local ownership.
Certainly. So the park, which has obviously existed since the Olympics in 1976, and was built and developed and founded by local people, by the, I believe, the Desaulniers family and Roger Delaurier, who was managing the site with Mr. Desaulniers. Recently, we found out that, of course, the site was being managed by a cooperative, a local cooperative, and they were looking at changing hands in the last few years,
okay,
particularly during the COVID crisis. So a group of us who actually have horses who ride locally and ride quite often in the park itself and live around the park, wanted to ensure that the site remained of that the same type of location and something that would not be developed for condos or houses or whatever, but to maintain the environmental aspect of the park.
As new owners, what do you hope to change? What is your goal or mission now that you and your partners have taken over the site?
Well, you can imagine the site dates back to 1976. So there's some infrastructure issues that had to be addressed and some that will have to be addressed in the future. The first one is we had one ring that needed the surface to be redone. And for those who don't know, and it was a learning process for me, it was close to several hundred thousands of dollars just to change the surface in one of the rings this summer.
Wow.
So that it met the criteria set by what's called the FEI, or an international federation that dictates what type of conditions sites have to be in to hold events. And the reason that they have these strict guidelines are to protect the horses, so that we understand. So you can imagine it's like a beach that's made out of different types of sand, and there's even cotton fibers in there. So when they land, they don't injure their legs or their feet.
Yeah, so basically one of the main goals when you took over was to ensure that everything was up to date and up to code for the horses and the riders to ensure their safety.
That's correct. So in terms of infrastructure costs now in future, we have set a list of priorities after doing the purchase. So the purchase was done in the spring of 2022. We looked at what would be our first projects. The first was that ring that had to be done. The second project, there are what they call temporary stalls. They're semi-permanent that are there for when the visiting horses arrive, and they all need to be updated. So we're doing those, a certain portion this year and another portion in the following year. But once again, each time we just change the dimensions of the stalls, that's another $500,000 here and a $500,000 there. It adds up quite quickly.
Yes, for sure.
On top of that, there's also the large building structure where the judges' tower is and where there's a terrace for people to sit at during the event, that we're going to have to redo most of that building.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and so we're looking at many different architectural designs. We're looking at whether we would incorporate maybe a restaurant in there. So these are all things that are being looked at this time.
So a lot of infrastructure projects, it seems.
Yeah, and the biggest, most interesting one, which is what we're really studying now for long term, is we would like to have a covered arena that is in harmony with the environment, so something that's very large, made out of wood, and possibly having a multi-use, not just for horses. So you can imagine that these exist in the province. They're like a rooftop structure without walls. In the summer, it would be used for events when there were poor weather conditions. And there's a possibility in the winter of using it for municipal activities, possibly skating or other things. And we're looking at that with all levels of the government, because we want them to obviously be involved, because it's something for the municipality.
Yeah, so you're kind of, you want the site to still remain the same, you know, still have its focus on horseback riding and whatnot, but you also want it to be a place where the community can come out and do other activities as well.
Absolutely, and that's been shown with in the past 2 years. We've improved the collaboration with the people who do cross-country skiing on the site, and we've enlarged a parking area at our facility for people to park their cars and start their skiing from there. And it seems to, we've seen this winter, I was astounded to see many people with dog sleds out there in the park.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's really good. And we felt that there was a little bit of a wall between the community and the equestrian community. I'm not an equestrian guy, so I moved here 5 years ago to Bromont. And we just fell in love with the area and were fortunate enough to live across the street from the site. So we were attracted to the horses, and then we acquired a horse and ride. And saw how enjoyable an activity it is that's not necessarily an expensive activity. Unfortunately, a lot of people have the opinion that the equestrian sport and activities is more of an elite sport. And we want to say, no, it isn't that. This is open to the community. Come by and see what it is, and there's an opportunity to ride and get close to the horses and the people. It's very inexpensive activity to enjoy, to go and see. Most of our events are still charged for people to go and visit. On the big international events, we really just charge for a small fee to cover the parking and the attendance. But other than that, it's open to the public.
So it's very accessible, but people have this perception, and basically you want to change that perception of the equestrian world.
Absolutely. And people will see it this summer. We're going to have maybe some children's activities there, maybe some of those inflatable activities that the young children can go on. Although we have to be careful because they can scare the horses.
So you really just want to make it a community site where people can just go and enjoy their day and do what they love to do.
Absolutely. Everyone's always welcome there to bring a blanket and picnic there to watch the event. There's food on site and toilets and everything that's necessary. But a lot of times people just come and they bring their cooler and the blankets and enjoy it. And that's we welcome with open arms.
Great. And you were mentioning events. So my next question was, will the park continue to hold equestrian events as it always has? Do you have any upcoming events in the works, actually?
Yes, we have events right through the summer. We have events in May, June, July, August, September. So every month there are events.
All of these events can be found on, because that was my next question. I was looking on the Facebook page of the park this morning, and I see that you have come up with a new logo, and you're also working on a new website.
That's a little bit of a deception, because it's actually not our website. There was someone who looked at acquiring the site prior to us, and they had worked on that. So that's still sitting on the internet. So we're looking at that, making those changes. So what you would probably see for the big events this year is you would go to the site that's called International de Bromont, and that's where it's the most current. And then we're looking, we have a company working on a new website as we speak.
So people will be able to find all of the events on that website once it's up and running.
Absolutely. And just to give you an idea, there's really three types of events that are held at the park every year. The first and the one that is most common is the horse jumping, which is held in the two big arenas down in the lower part of the park beside the lake. And that's only for jumping. So anywhere from 1 meter to 1.7 meters of height for the jumps. Then there is also, this is sort of an interesting one, it's a smaller scale, but people really like it. We have competitions with horse carriages.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so they actually go around a course on the property, and they also have inside the arenas where they have, if you want to call it, a coned course that they have to do within a certain time without touching the cones. And they have buggies with two horses, one horse, or four horses. And then the third one, which is one of the, if not the biggest equestrian jumping event in Canada, and that is the last week of July and the first week of August, which is called the Bromont International. We have about 700 horses there for that competition from around the world.
Okay. And this is like a very prestige professional event.
Many of the participants are the top jumpers in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay.
These are horses that some of them are coming in by airplane from as far away as Australia, Europe, South America.
So Bromont is really well, so the site is really well known.
Absolutely. But once again, we want it to be more well known. I personally found that not enough people locally either know about it or think it's accessible. And the third event, which is really exciting for people to see, is what we call the cross country. So the cross country is a course that is several kilometers long all throughout the park, where they go over water and jumps. And these are probably the most dangerous of all the equestrian events. These are riders that are at the top of their game.
And those are usually free of charge for people to watch. That's super interesting.
All of them are, absolutely. And like I say, some of the bigger events, there may be a small fee for parking and people coming with their cars. But for most of the events, we just say, hey, come along on your bicycle or by walking or any way you want to get there. It's come on the site.
And I'm sure, like you said, many people probably don't know that. So I'm so glad you're getting this information out there, because I'm sure some people will finally be encouraged to go and check it out.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, the hard thing is a lot of people today rely on social media. And I think sometimes organizations are missing the other ways to approach the public. So I'm sort of taking that under my wing by use of radio, by use of just, you know, the old method of putting posters up. So I think when people see that they can attend and see it's like a variety of dates, so they don't have to book a certain weekend, hopefully they'll bring it all back.
From my understanding, Derek, when I saw your post on Facebook, because you put a shout out on social media, you are looking for volunteers and for the community to get involved to help take the park in its new direction. Can you comment a little bit more on that and why you thought this was so important?
Certainly. So like all other activities, volunteers are crucial, or probably the most critical element. And even though we bring in many qualified people to be judges and scorekeepers and people who drive the tractors to take care of after each little competition hour, they have to redo the surface. It's like an arena. There's a lot of volunteers involved, and they could be as simple as someone taking notes sitting beside one of the judges or up in the tower, someone bringing the scores from the judges to another room that tabulates them. There's just all sorts of activities, and I would say that at most events, depending on the size, but let's say the number of volunteers required varies between 20 and 50 people.
So the events really depend on, for them to happen, they depend on volunteer work.
Absolutely. A lot of times it's families of people local who have horses, so they're well entrenched in the equestrian. Mm-hmm. But anyone can volunteer, and the pleasure of that is they get to an up-close experience with the horses and the community, and that they usually come away being much more knowledgeable in the equestrian field just by being a volunteer.
Yeah, and some people have a fear of horses, but I'm sure those who actually take it upon themselves to go there, I'm sure it kind of helps them address that fear too.
Yeah, you know, most times people don't know this, but most times a horse will, through its own danger, avoid injuring a human. For example, if a horse with a rider falls, the horse will fall away from the human, trust me, will avoid injuring them. Some of the myths about these wild, crazy, mean horses don't really exist. You just have to be a little careful and give them a nice little scratch behind the ears, and they're happy.
Yes, exactly. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Derek, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention in terms of projects or other changes that you made or plan on making that you think would be important to mention.
I think the most important thing to mention to everybody is that the new group of owners are people from here. They're all people that want to keep it here, and they want to keep it a beautiful outdoor event. We all have our arms wide open for the community to participate.
Great. And if people want to get involved and they want to volunteer, is there a way that they can reach out to you to do so?
Yeah, well, I've already done it on the what's called the Bahashi Sobomo site, and I put a little bit on Facebook. But the two areas are very much about, obviously, the international Roman site on the internet, which will be also refreshed. And also the Centre Équestre de Bromont, which is a private equestrian site, which one of our partners owns, which is Mr. Roger Delaurier. He also does a lot of the organization of the event, so he would be at all times available to answer people's questions.
Great.
Or even myself.
Well, thank you so much, Derek, for chatting with me. I really appreciate your time, and I'm sure people are going to be so excited to know all of this.
It's my pleasure, and call me back anytime.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.